Recall George Gaskin to hand in signatures, more than required. By Joel B. Polak on July 6, 2022. The campaign to recall Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gaskin will hand in all of the hundreds of thousands of petition signatures it has gathered over the past several months on Wednesday in an effort to trigger a recall election. The signatures are to be handed in at 2 p.m. at the L.A. County Registrar of Voters, with a large truck offloading the many petitions that were signed. In a statement, the Recall George Gaskin campaign said, "The people of Los Angeles have spoken in a resounding way, with hundreds of thousands of residents adding their names to the recall petition and 37 cities voting no confidence in their district attorney. On Wednesday, we will be submitting the required signatures to initiate a recall. The sheer magnitude of this effort, and time and investment required to get to this point, show how strong the public desire is to remove George Gaskin from office. From day one, this recall has been led by the very victims who Gaskin has abandoned, ignored, and dismissed. When the recall qualifies, he will not be able to ignore them any longer." As Breitbart News has noted, Gaskin was elected in 2020 with the help of millions of dollars in spending by Soros and a slew of endorsements by the Democratic Party establishment in Los Angeles and throughout California. He unseated incumbent Jackie Lacey, the first black woman ever to hold the job. Gaskin echoed the rhetoric of the rampant Black Lives Matter movement and launched radical reforms immediately upon taking office, including ending cash bail, barring prosecutors from seeking the death penalty, ending most sentence enhancements for aggravated crimes, and barring the prosecution of juveniles as adults. These changes coincided with, or, critics say, contributed to, a crime wave in LA still. Gaskin touted his term as a great success, citing the fact that he had reduced thousands of years' worth of prison sentences. Last December, he invited fellow radical and Soros-funded prosecutors to join him at a one-year anniversary celebration. But the festivities were soured by news of the murder of Jacqueline Avon, a prominent black philanthropist, during an armed robbery at her home. Gaskin is one of some 75 Soros-funded prosecutors across the U.S., who have pushed criminal justice reform and the radical agenda of the Black Lives Matter movement as crime has risen. The issue is a major motivating force behind a shift toward Republicans, particularly among Hispanic voters, and Democrats have been slow to respond to the public outrage. A first attempt to recall Gaskin last year failed for lack of signatures and funding. However, the second attempt has been more successful. Last month, San Francisco voters recalled radical district attorney Chase Boudin, a close ally of Gaskin. On June 15, the Gaskin recall campaign announced that it had obtained the minimum number of signatures, 566,857 voters, or 10% of registered voters in Los Angeles County, making the effort the largest petition drive in county history. The recall campaign continued to collect signatures for the remaining 3 weeks before the July 6 deadline so that it would have a buffer of valid signatures in case some number of those submitted were declared invalid after anticipated challenges. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.